Where can I find communication skills training? You may be looking for communication skills training. You may be looking for communication skills training for yourself or on behalf of a colleague who is in need of such training. The reason why communication skills training is so important is this. You cannot succeed on your own. In order to achieve your goals, you will need to gain the cooperative help of other people. If you cannot gain the cooperative help of other people, then you will not achieve your goals because your goals are too complex to be done all by yourself. You will need help from suppliers, financiers, managers, and customers. You will need help from friends and family. And this cooperative help can only be gained by you to the degree that you are able to effectively communicate your message to these other people. But sadly, there are many people who are not able to communicate effectively. Most people have never answered the following question. What are the three major attributes of effective communication? The three major attributes of effective communication are clarity, rationality, positivity. In order to be a good communicator, communicate clearly, communicate rationally, communicate positively. Let us look at each element in turn. 1. Communicate clearly. This rule is recognition of the fact that effective communication is the accurate transfer of information, emotion, and ideas from one mind to another. The key word here is accurate. You really don't want to create an inaccurate transfer of information, emotion, and ideas. You don't want confusions, misunderstandings, and errors creeping into your conversations with others. The accuracy of your language is paramount. Your job is to recognize that you always have a choice of vocabulary and of phraseology open to you. You can choose to use open-ended, vague and ambiguous language, or you can choose to use tightly worded, specific and unambiguous language. Our point is to work towards the tightly worded phraseology and away from the loosely worded phraseology. For example, don't say "see you later." Rather say "see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Don't say, "Would you send me those documents ASAP?" Rather, do say, "Would you send me those documents to reach me no later than Monday morning of next week?" Don't say, "You were late." Do say, "You were half an hour late." Don't say, "It was going really fast." Do say, "It was going at about 70 mph." Use specific language, not vague language. Vague language causes confusions, miscommunications, misunderstandings, errors, conflicts, and lost productivity. Use specific language. Specific language causes understanding, true meaning, agreement, minimization of waste, and therefore higher productivity. To express yourself, use the most accurate, specific language that you can. Don't say, "The painting is ace." Say instead, "The painting has balanced proportion, excellent composition, wonderful color, and it is technically very well executed." Rationality. Reason is the distinctly human method of thinking. Human reason is what separates mankind from every other animal on the planet. Reason is what gives mankind its science, technology, medicine, mathematics, architecture, astronomy, art, philosophy, physics, logic, and politics. Reason is what makes mankind a unique being. Without reason, mankind is simply the naked ape. Presumably you don't want to come across as a naked ape. Having a reputation as a naked ape is no good to you. Rather, you need to gain the reputation as a rational being. A man of reason. As a rational woman. A thinker. Not a stinker. So think. Think before you communicate anything. You need to always be able to answer two questions that could be asked of you by anyone at any time. 1. What do you think about X? What is your opinion? 2. Why do you think it? The reason why. So you must be able to give reasons for everything you say. If you cannot, then you fail as a rational communicator. and then you fall into one of the following subcategories. The person who says nothing and remains silent because he, she is devoid of coherent ideas. The person who says anything and everything for no apparent reason. The person who says irrational things. Always be ready to communicate two things: what you think about topic X, the rationale behind your thinking. You need both clear content, a convincing rationale. One without the other is no good. Communicate rationally. 3. Positivity. Every atom in the universe contains two types of charges: positive charges on the protons, negative charges on the electrons. Both types can be emitted as rays. Positive rays are called alpha rays. Negative rays are called beta rays. The same holds true about people. They contain within them positive rays, negative rays. As a general principle, try to emit positive rays, alpha rays. As a general principle, try not to emit negative rays, beta rays. Don't zap people with negative rays. Don't tell them how dreadful your week has been. Don't complain about the weather. Don't complain about the government. Don't complain about the traffic. Don't complain about the noise. Don't complain about the boss. Don't complain about the customers. Don't complain about your bad luck. The fact that you complain so much about your bad luck is one of the reasons why you are getting so much bad luck. You are sending out negative rays, beta rays, and you keep experiencing their reflected echoes. As a general principle, try to emit positive rays, alpha rays. Instead of radiating beta rays, emit alpha rays, positive rays. Talk about your goals for a better future. Ask about what their goals are for a better future. Talk about your plans. Ask about their plans. Talk about all the wonderful things you saw. Ask about all the wonderful things they saw. Tell them about the great things there are to look forward to. Ask them about what they are looking forward to. Tell them that the sun will soon be back, tomorrow morning, and it will be bang on time, as usual. Tell them that you expect the future to be an improvement on today. Things can only get better. This does not mean that you have to be one of those annoying people who are impossibly positive all the time. But it does mean that you should not be one of those people who are impossibly negative all the time. There is always something legitimate over which you can, and maybe even should, feel worried, angry, upset, frustrated. But don't let that negative side be your front-facing side. Do not let your communication be mostly negative. Do ensure that your communication be mostly positive. Emit alpha rays. Strive to have a positive bias. This one change will bring 7 benefits to you. It will make you look better. It will make you sound better. It will make you feel better. It will make you more agreeable company. It will make you a better leader. It will make you less of a liability and make you more of a team asset. And it will make you a better communicator. As a general principle, try to emit positive rays. Emit positive alpha rays. In summary, in order to be a better communicator, be clear. Be rational. Be positive. Thank you.